As I settle down to begin my prayer, I begin with a preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And I pause to consider, how is God looking at me now as I sit here in prayer before Him? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask Him directly, my God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I wonder, what does God desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, I ask Him directly, my God, what do you desire for me in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking at this point? Peace, serenity, trust, faith, strength, encouragement. I ask God for my desire. And so I turn my attention to the material for today's prayer, Psalm 16. As I read slowly, I notice which phrase or word jumps out at me, catches my attention and my imagination. I stay with that phrase or word, repeating it again and again in my mind. Protect me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my soul rejoices. My body also rests secure. For you do not give me up to Sheol, nor let your faithful one see the pit. You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught me. I savour it. What does this word or phrase mean to me? I allow it to sink more deeply. I notice, what do I feel? I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell him what it means to me. I tell him what I'm feeling as I contemplate and meditate on this word or phrase. I listen for God's response. I spend some time just resting in God, simply being still in Him. If there is more fruit to be drawn from the phrase or word that I already have, I remain with this word or phrase. Otherwise, I go back to the scripture again. I notice another word or phrase which catches my attention, and I stay with it, repeating it again and again in my mind. Protect me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my soul rejoices. My body also rests secure. For you do not give me up to Sheol, or let your faithful one see the pit. You show me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore. I remain with my new word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught me, savouring it, allowing it to sink more deeply into me. What does this word or phrase mean to me? Thank you. What does this word or phrase make me feel? I talk to God. I tell him about this word or phrase. I tell him what it means to me. I tell God how this word or phrase makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God, being still in Him. Thank you. I have a conversation with God, as one friend speaks to another, about how I have been moved in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.